Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We got weights and fits.
There we go.
That was the walleye tournament in Ohio.
Yeah, I've seen that video.
Wow. They chased the idiot back to his car. He's sitting there locked in his car. They put actual massive
that
weights.
Probably happened in Mississippi.
Oh, I bet. It's so stupid. Justin Steele is our guest here at the Bernstein & Holmes Show. We have been talking a little bit baseball, talking some fishing, talking about pitch grips and physics and pitch lab and all of that. But I think the most important thing this time of year for a lot of us is sitting on the couch and, like you say, putting red zone on and letting it all wash over you.
I agree. Saints had a big one the other day against the Cowboys. Yeah, it's good to be a Saints fan right now.
Now, wait, were you surprised at the result? I know you say, like, I think we can win this game. That's one thing.
I didn't think the offense would look that way. I knew the defense would be really good again this year. We added Kool-Aid McKinstry through the draft, Alabama guy. I was really excited for him to be on the team. So I knew the defense was going to be for real this year. I had faith that we would be able to maintain CeeDee Lamb. He still had that one big play. But, yeah, I felt good about it. I didn't see the offense doing that.
Well, Alvin Kamara, apparently he's still good. You just have to know how to use him.
Good football player.
Yeah, giving him the ball actually helps your team.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
A good football player. The new offensive coordinator, Kubiak, I believe.
Clint Kubiak.
Yeah. It's really interesting just seeing the offense click and run the way it's running right now. It's almost like the defenses don't have any film or anything to go off of when they're playing the Saints. You know, everything that they've done in years past is completely different from what they're doing this year. And it's just going to be interesting to see over the next few weeks what adjustments the defenses do make for them. Because, I mean, they're scoring at an unbelievable clip. There hasn't been a drive yet that they haven't scored on. And I think they scored like 6 touchdowns against Dallas.
Well, the Bears have one.
Yeah, there's that.
They're working on it.
Yeah, there's that.
Khalil
Herbert, right? Yeah.
How do you like being in like that transplant situation where you know this entire city is rooting for this team and you're like, yeah, whatever, I'm a Saints fan? Do people give you a hard time?
Well, I'm a big football fan, and I like to think I know what I'm watching, know what I'm talking about. My dad played football, so I was always watching football growing up and stuff. But I watch every single NFL game, so like I'm very tapped in with the Bears and whatnot. So I'm a fan.
So based on that, you just said you tapped in with the Bears. Give us your analysis of what you've seen weeks one and two with a team that, as you mentioned, you know who scored the only touchdown, so it's easy to remember who did that.
Not a coach, but 37 dropbacks, 36 pressures isn't good. That's not a recipe for
get him a regular spot every week.
I'm just letting him cook.
Yeah, I mean, just numbers.
So do you think the Bears can fix that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a addition thing that you trying to fix it that way, or if it's a different kind of coaching style with the offensive line. Or I mean, like I said, I'm not a coach. I don't know how you would tackle a situation.
You just
like
recognize
that
the problem exists.
Yes, yeah. I just watch the games and, you know, observe.
Do you watch baseball with as much joy?
I play baseball with that.
I didn't ask that.
I really, the only baseball games I watch is the Cubs. Like I go to the field every day. I watch a baseball game every day. So like I'm very locked in on that and stuff. So like when I go home, like I'm not really watching baseball.
People don't understand how common that is.
Yeah, it's very common.
It's so common because that's your job.
Yeah, there's also guys who like just love it, and like as soon as they leave the field, they go home and watch baseball too. But I mean,
I've long believed baseball was my first love as far as sports goes. I mean, I think it's that way for a lot of people who grow up playing baseball.
Yeah.
As an ambassador right now for the game, what would you say baseball can do differently to maybe make itself more marketable/ appointment viewing? There was a time when like Sunday night baseball was like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's still a thing, but it's not a thing like it used to be. What would you say as someone growing up playing baseball and obviously watching all kinds of sports, but then baseball is now your job, to make it more appealing to the masses?
I remember growing up, what made me love baseball and enjoy playing it so much was just like the joy of being with my friends playing a baseball game together, you know, the rec leagues, the league ball, and then going to travel ball at that point. It wasn't necessarily like watching baseball. It was like the joy of playing it. So, I mean, if I had to answer this question, I would just say like put more emphasis on like the joy of like playing baseball when you're younger, and then like, you know, translate that into the, you know, travel ball, middle school, high school level, and then work from the ground up that way. Just because, like, I feel like right now, I have a nephew that's in travel ball right now, and he's 10 years old. I think around that age is when I started getting into it as well. It's like he's every weekend, travel ball. It's almost like, you know,
too much.
Yeah, it can become too much at times, you know, just the way they're...
Ask the parents what they're paying for that.
Yeah, oh, I know. My brother's going through it right now, and it's just like...
This is the brother that you followed around?
Yeah.
Okay, got
it. So I would just say maybe put more emphasis on just the joy and the fun aspect instead of, like, the whole, like, thing of, like, travel ball. It's like a, you know, whole production.
It's a culture. And a lot of people talk about, like, the AAU basketball and the travel baseball in the same kind of tone. You know, used to you could just play whatever sport was in season and – there was value to that. Now yeah. It's like, well, if you want to be good and you want to make it at this level, you've got to play year-round.
Yeah.
I think that some of these ranking systems like Perfect Game, when you've got 9-year-olds with their 60 times on there and their exit velos and measuring the velocity of throws from short for children, it makes me heartsick. And we had a conversation on this show with Tim Corbin, who's the head coach of Vanderbilt baseball. He was fantastic talking about this very subject. And he just said, the best time you have playing baseball as a kid is when your parents aren't there. And he said, if we can find that way of like, there's no parents here. There were generations of kids
playing sandlot
that were
baseball.
Unsupervised,
yep. Yeah.
That would choose up sides and play baseball. And really develop that love for it. It's so hard to do with a bunch of nervous dads, all of us working through our own insecurities and working through our own anxieties through these poor children.
It's paying for lessons, and you're taking your son to these lessons, and like you're watching this guy work with your son like intensely, and the kid's like nervous. He's like, "Am I pleasing my dad? Am I pleasing this guy? Like, am I doing it?" Like,
yep.
That's kind of where I'm getting at with that stuff. Like, it just have fun.
Was that ever a problem with you or your brother, or do you feel like your dad just kind of like let you guys do?
Yeah, my dad, he coached us and stuff, but he was a football guy, so he didn't...
So it was like, almost secondary?
Yeah, like baseball was like his secondary knowledge and stuff. So like he coached us and like taught us how to, you know, compete, play hard and everything. But when it came to like my swing and how I threw and stuff, he just let me go.
For how long did you play football?
I didn't play football. I had really bad migraines growing up as a kid, so like I was never even able to like get into it, but I definitely would have. Football was definitely something I loved.
It's kind of a blessing.
Yeah, I mean, physically, yeah, though. Especially with all the concussions you see going on now. It's wouldn't have been good with me and my migraines.
When you see, and this is the way I describe baseball versus football, like I love to watch football, like at home. Mm-hmm. I love to go to a baseball game.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way? I mean, it's different because you're playing now, but.
I love going to a Saints game. I'll say this. The coolest sporting event I've ever been to is a UFC event, and it was in Vegas. Okay. I went and watched Adesanya versus Romero. It was actually right before COVID hit. It was spring training was going on. We were in Arizona. We had a exhibition game against the Athletics in Vegas, so we like went for the weekend just to do that. There was a fight going on, so I like bought a ticket, went to it. By far the coolest sporting event.
What made it so cool?
The fact that like there's obviously tons of people in there, packed out arena. There's seats that are like stage level, so like you're looking through the cage watching this fight. I was like the first row that started going.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move, you don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up, so like I was looking right into the cage, and it's just so cool how everything goes dark. The only thing you can see is the cage, and it's dead silent. Like, you can hear the canvas, you can hear their feet, the punches, and like when you would hear a punch connect and like somebody fall down, like the energy that would go throughout that building, it was like no other sporting event I've ever been to.
Well, it's ancient. I mean, you realize human beings
we've been doing that a long time,
attending combat sports and what you're saying for thousands of years now.
Yeah, it was, like I said, by far the most entertaining, like cool sporting event I've ever been to. And I've been to Saints games. I've been to games in Arizona. I've been to the SEC championship game, LSU versus Georgia in Atlanta. I've been to a lot of sporting events, but that one takes the cake.
Have you been to UFC fights since?
I haven't. I actually haven't. I haven't had a ton of time to. Hopefully this offseason I can schedule one.
I guess, how much free time do you have? Because there's this idea that because you're not a position player, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, once every 5 days, oh, yeah, he throws a bullpen. That's all he does.
I do have a good amount of free time in the off season. I usually go football games. I go golfing, spend time with my family, traveling to Mississippi, Connecticut, see my wife's family. So we do a lot of traveling. So I really don't have a ton of free time. And, I mean, like you said, during season, the day I'm not pitching, the next day I'm doing the proper things to recover. Got a bullpen in the middle of the week, so I'm preparing for that. During season, it's pretty hard.
Have you golfed with Hap?
Yes, I have golfed with Hap.
Is he as good? Because you ask him, he's good. He's like, well, you know.
He's really good.
He's really good,
right? Really good.
Hendricks is good, too, though, isn't
Hendricks
he?
Hendricks is also really good. Hendricks doesn't play. Like, Kyle never plays. And I probably took Kyle golfing for the first time. He probably hadn't gone in a year. And he shot, like, an 80.
Well, I heard that Hendricks is one of these guys who is like, it's like my friend who's never played the banjo before, and he's like, oh, can I pick that up? Oh, is it tuned to open G? Okay. And then he's playing like Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Yeah.
That Hendricks is just one of those guys that he figures things out and things come naturally to him, and if you show him something, he can replicate it.
Exactly. And his dad was some form of pro golfer, yep, as he was growing
teaching
up.
Teaching pro, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. So he was dialed in at a young age, and I think might have got tired of it, went to baseball, and then like now when he picks up a golf club, it's just like he just has it.
And he's relaxed about it now. Yeah. Now there's no pressure. He's like, I think I might remember how to do some of this.
Yeah.
How good of a golfer are you?
I'm all right. I can drive it a long ways. If I haven't played in a while, my short game will leave me sometimes. But if I'm going consistently, I'm mid-80s, mid-90s. If I have a bad round, it's like mid-90s.
Okay.
That's perfect social golf.
Yeah.
Have a couple white claws.
You're not making anybody mad.
Yeah, exactly. You're not holding up the game. I'm not embarrassing anybody.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh!